The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Everybody, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, and it is indeed a heck of a morning. We are live on the MMA Fighting Twitter space. You can hear the show in its entirety shortly thereafter on the MMA Fighting Podcasting Network. Hello there. I am Mike Heck. Very excited. Why? Because it's UFC 294 Eve, everybody. We are on the eve of early day MMA. We look forward to this stuff. Love the early day MMA. We get two very intriguing fights at the top of UFC 294. We got Islam Makhachev versus Alexander Volkanovski 2. We got Khamzat Chimaev, who looks like a freaking behemoth at 185 pounds, fighting Kamaru Usman. We got Magomed Ankalaev, Johnny Walker. High stakes fight there at 205. A lot of other fun fights. A lot of intriguing matchups, a lot of prospects. There's going to be a lot of squash matches on this card as well. And what's crazy about this episode of the program, the day before UFC 294, the weigh-ins are done. The real weigh-ins, done real quick. It was over before I woke up this morning, which I was very excited about. Everybody made weight that are in the big time fights. We did have two weight misses, but all the fights that were on the books, at least as of right now, will go on as scheduled. So the weight misses were, let's see, Mike Breeden missed by 3.5 pounds, and Victoria Dudikova, who, when asked yesterday who I thought were locks to win on Saturday, Dudikova was probably at the top of my list. I still feel that way. She missed by 0.6 pounds. 20% goes to Jin Yu Fry. But everybody else on weight, we already had the ceremonial weigh-ins. We heard from Volkanovski and Makhachev, who said nothing of note. And we did not hear from Kamaru Usman or Khamzat Chimaev at all, which I thought was kind of surprising. But all systems go for tomorrow. We will have the watch party tomorrow, 1:45 p.m. Eastern, so you could join us for that, whether you're ordering the pay-per-view or not. And we're actually doing something we have never done before in the aftermath of a pay-per-view event. We're going to try it out for all you youngsters out there, for all you hip kids out there, for all you TikTokers out there. I'm actually going to be going live on the MMA Fighting TikTok right after UFC 294. Right after. So we're going to do a little reaction. You'll get my immediate thoughts on everything. And I have no idea how TikTok really works. So we're just going to wing it. And we're going to have a good time. Because there's going to be the press conference. We'll obviously cover that because Jose's there. And usually those press conference live streams take forever. And we just want to get into the reactions. We just want to get into what happened. So I'm going to do that right there on the TikTok page. And then we'll have the post-fight show and all that fun stuff. So it's going to be a busy weekend. We could talk UFC 294. We could talk about everything that happened today. Plus, it is also Free For All Friday, so we can get into whatever the hell you want. So let's go. We will begin with the PGA Putz. Hello, PGA Putz. You're muted.
Hey, Mike, heck of a morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to talk about the 155-pound division here. If Islam Makhachev wins on Saturday, do you think the likelihood is that we see him and Justin Gaethje at UFC 300? And also following up on that in the same division, big Arman Tsarukyan fan. I know he has a fight upcoming with Beneil Dariush. If he wins that, what do you think his ceiling is in terms of his next opponent? And is he a guy that potentially needs to continue winning impressively, such as maybe Ankalaev, in order to get the big time shot? I'll obviously get off here and listen. Appreciate all your time and have a heck of a weekend.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the questions. I'll start with the Islam stuff. It should be Justin Gaethje next. It should be Justin Gaethje next. But we don't know. We don't know if Makhachev is going to go up to 170, which I've talked about this a million times, and I talked about this on BTL yesterday as well. I have no issue if Makhachev wants to go to 170 after this fight. Makhachev goes in there and beats Volkanovski and says, I'm going to welterweight. I want to fight for the welterweight title. I'm fine with it. Under one condition, that he vacates the lightweight title. And I don't see why that's a problem for anybody to do. Do you think anybody cares that you have... do you think anyone who's won a second belt, like, it is... it doesn't mean as much if you don't have the other belt? Like, it's same friggin' thing. In most people's eyes, if you vacate the title to go up and fight for another title, people are still going to consider you, like, the uncrowned champion anyways. So if Makhachev wants to go up to 170, fine, but vacate the 155-pound title and let this division move forward. If he chooses not to do that, it should be Justin Gaethje. Will it happen at UFC 300? Not really sure, because I kind of feel like they might just reserve that spot for the Conor Chandler fight, and I don't think they're going to put Makhachev and Gaethje on the same card. Maybe they will. I don't know. But Gaethje should be next, without a doubt. Armin Tsarukyan, there are talks about the Beneil Dariush contest. There are folks who have already reported that that fight is happening December 2nd. I'm told that is not the case as of right now. There were talks about that fight actually headlining that card. But now, if you saw the reports yesterday, there are talks about Dan Hooker versus Bobby Green headlining that card in Austin. And if you're asking me which one as of right now is the front runner between those two fights to headline that event, it's Dan Hooker versus Bobby Green. Not done, but there is smoke to that report that Hooker and Bobby Green are going to headline that card. If I'm Armin Tsarukyan and Beneil Dariush, I ain't fighting December 2nd anymore. If that's not a main event, then what are we doing here? That is a way more... no offense to Dan Hooker and Bobby Green, because those guys are super fun to watch. And Bobby Green deserves big opportunities. He could get that Masvidal rub and push right now. It's very possible. But the more intriguing fight by a mile is Tsarukyan versus Dariush. That fight is... really interesting to me. So if you're not, if you're like that fight just being thrown into a fight night featured bout just doesn't do it for me. Now you want to do it December 16th? Cool. You want to do it in Toronto? Cool. Fine. Maybe it does happen December 2nd, but I saw the reports that fight was happening December 2nd. We reached out to multiple people. We were told it's not done. We were told it's not done. In fact, when we talked about this fight a couple of weeks ago, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Because Dariush went on Luke Thomas's live chat and said that it was going to be December 16th. I told you guys it was being discussed possibly to headline December 2nd. Nothing has changed. So, but that is the fight to make, 1,000%. And I really hope it happens because I want to see it. And the winner of that fight should get a big one. The winner of that fight should get a big one. I don't know who it's going to be, but lightweight's the best division in the sport. And it's not even a conversation to me. It's the best division in the sport. The problem is it's the same names. They're just squatting. And it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating when we have guys like Sarukian, Gamrot, all these up-and-comers, and they're not getting chances. Drives me nuts. But it is what it is. But, dude, I still want to see Sarukian Makhachev too. I eventually want to get to that point. J-Mac, hello. Not going through. Try again, J-Mac. Pop out and then pop back in if you want to get back in here. J-Stat, hello.
And Goliath, who else do you think needs an impressive performance at UFC 294? And also, who do you got winning the NBA championship this year? That'd be all. Thanks.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to just be a homer and say the Celtics. I think they have a really good chance this year. I actually have – I'm more excited for the beginning of the NBA season this year than I have been in a long time. I think they got the right guys to make a run. Would I bet money that they win it all? Probably not, but I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I feel like they can get it done. It's a good question. Who needs to just go and show out tomorrow that really needs it? I mean, I think it's pretty clear it's Muhammad Bakhayev to me. I think he needs to kind of get back into the good graces of fans. Like, I think so people see so much potential in this kid, and I don't know if anyone's been higher on him than I have been. I mean, I was ready to crown him a two division champion after he debuted. Cause I followed his amateur career very closely and I knew how incredibly talented he was. And he's only 21, 22 years old. He's got another decade of athleticism to grow into. So he's not even close to a finished product, and he's already that talented. He's got Tim Elliott. This is tremendous booking. This, outside of like the short notice changes, and Ankalaev Johnny Walker was just the no-brainer here because the UFC set that fight up for a reason. I'll get into that in a moment. It's probably Makhachev. He needs to go out there, and if he doesn't go out, he just needs to be more fun. He needs to find the killer instinct. He just hasn't had it. Yeah, you go to Tapology and you go to Wikipedia and you see finishes on his record, but he ain't blowing the doors off of people. He's like a minus 900 favorite in all these fights. And he's squeaking by. I love this fight. I really do. Because Tim Elliott doesn't give a shit who Muhammad Bakhayev is. He's going to go in there and fight his ass off. And he's going to force Muhammad Bakhayev to be fun. I think. So I really like this fight. But he needs to show up. He needs to show up. But Ankalaev needs a great performance more than maybe anybody on this entire card tomorrow. And I'm not talking like going out there and just winning three rounds. I'm talking about he needs to go out there and murk Johnny Walker if he wants any chance to fight for the belt next year. Because right now, this fight matters in some respects because Jamahal Hill is going to get the winner of the title fight. He's going to get Prochazka or Pereira. And personally, I'm cool with that, even no matter what happens in this fight tomorrow. But let's just say something pops up. Jamahal Hill ain't going to be ready till September, October or something of next year. Maybe the knee doesn't heal up the way he thought it would. It's an important fight. But man, Magomed Ankalaev, I think Ankalaev is the best light heavyweight in the UFC right now. But he's just not fun to watch. He can be. He's just not fun to watch right now. And that has hurt him. That has hurt him a ton. So it is imperative that he goes out there and shows out tomorrow. And honestly, it's imperative for Johnny Walker to do the same. Because that performance against Anthony Smith left a bad taste in people's mouths. Two guys who can be exciting, who haven't been very exciting lately. It's a big spot for both guys. But outside of that fight, it's Makhachev. Let's see if we can get J-Mac in here. J-Mac, do we have you?
Yes, you have me. So, Mike, I was just looking at the MMA fighting schedule. And for UFC, I think it's 295 or 6. It's the one with John Jones. 295. It still has Derek Brunson versus Roman Dolidze as the scheduled under the undercard. I know that Brunson's fighting in the PFL, so I'm just wondering, did Dolidze get a substitute fight? If he did, who is it? And that's it. Appreciate it.
Dolidze is fighting, just not at MSG. He's fighting December 2nd, and he's fighting Jared Cannonier. So probably a better fight for him. Like, he gets more from beating. Obviously, it's a way bigger opportunity. Like, Derek Brunson is obviously a name and people know who he is, but he just hasn't been the same guy in a long time. So Brunson to the PFL, and now Dolidze fights Jared Cannonier December 2nd in Austin, and a fight that means a whole hell of a lot more than the Derek Brunson fight did. He goes, Roman Dolidze goes out there and beats Jared Cannonier. He is in play. He ain't getting, like, it's not a win that's good enough to get him a title shot. He's still gonna have to win one, probably two more, but boy, does the line get a little bit shorter for him if he beats Jared Cannonier. We'll see what happens. I haven't looked at the 295 lineup in a minute. Obviously, we got the main event. We got the co-main event. There is no better 1-2 punch this year, in my opinion, than that. Jones, Stipe, Yuri, Alex Pereira. Are you kidding me? That's just ridiculous. Jessica Andrade, Mackenzie Dern, Pat Sabatini, Diego Lopez, Matt Frivola, Benoit Saint-Denis. Chef's kiss right there. Josh Van, Kevin Borjas, Matt Schnell, Steve Ursig. That fight's just going to be absolute chaos. Jared Gordon, Mark Madsen. That could be really fun or really boring. Matush Rubetsky versus Nurula Aliyev. That is going to be an absolute banger. Denis Bajuchka versus Jamal Emmers. Sadikov versus Slava Claus. Tabitha Ricci, Lupi Godinez. Kyung Ho Kang versus John Castaneda. That is what, 12 fights? 13? 13 fights. That's going to be your lineup right there. That's going to be the card. And that 1-2 punch is tremendous.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And new customers to DraftKings can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Abswalia, what's up? Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, so just two questions. One's the NBA and UFC, one's UFC 294. So my NBA question is, how do I send this? All right, so which player, in your opinion, has the most to really prove and show out this season in order to beat some of the narratives that they have, acquired over the last few seasons, you know, regarding their situation or even in terms of, you know, what they have actually succeeded in attaining within their time in the league? And my question for 294 is regarding Hamzat Shahin, Kamaru Usman. Do you think, like, based on some of the open workouts we have seen, that Hamzat's wrestling could really neutralize Usman the way Usman managed to do that to Tyron Woodley or RDA in the past? And if that's not the case, what chance do you reckon Hamzat could land the uppercut KO on Usman within the fight? That's all. Have a great day.
Thanks, man. So to me, and look, I'm playing Homer again here. To me, this is the Jason Tatum show. This guy has his moments. He's a clutch playoff player at times, but he has gassed out in the playoffs the last two seasons. He has just crumbled in a lot of respects. And I'm not saying this to take a shot at him. It's a long season. All those games, and you have to play those playoff games, and you're just running your ass. Like, it is a lot. But the greats can get through it. The greats have that second and third gear. And Tatum, I think, can get to gear two, but I haven't really seen him get to gear three when they really need him. Like, he did not show up at all for that Heat series. And the I don't care what you tell me. The Heat is not as good as the Celtics. They're not. They weren't. On paper, they weren't. But they just wanted it more. They were in better shape. They were ready to go. And they kicked their ass. That one hurt. And Tatum was a big part of that. It's a big year for him. This is a big year for him. Because people see how good he is. But he's got to go all the way. He's got to go end zone to end zone. I have to see it. I have to see it. He's the guy. He's the dude, to me, that has the most to prove in my eyes. Hamzat Chimaev, Kamaru Usman. Look, I'm obviously intrigued by the fight. Incredibly intrigued. And people have been asking me over and over again. We've talked about it on the show. Do I feel like the changes to 294 has made the card better than it was before? And I say no, but I don't think it's, but it certainly hasn't gotten worse, which in my opinion is a huge win for the UFC. Because how many times has this happened? How many times do we lose a massive fight and then lose another massive fight and we get shit instead? Like, just go back to December. Go back to December. We were supposed to get Jiří Procházka, Glover Teixeira 2 in the main event. And that card on paper, even with that fight, like, that fight was carrying it. But still, it was the fight of the year. One of the best fights ever. Maybe the most fun title fight of all time. And we were going to get the rematch. And then Jiří gets hurt. And then Glover is like, nah, dude. I'll fight in Brazil, but I ain't fighting anybody else on that card. So we get the Blachowicz-Ankalaev fight, which wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. And then we got a co-main event of the UFC's like tentpole pay-per-view event with Paddy Pimblett and Jared Gordon. And I'm not saying this to dog Paddy or dog Jared Gordon. I love Jared Gordon. Paddy is an up-and-coming star. I get it. But Paddy is not a pay-per-view co-main eventer. He's just like, that was just bad. Like, the event was bad. It was just all bad. It was not good. And then we get Volk, and then we get Usman in there. That's huge. That's huge. I don't think it's better, but it's certainly not worse. And that's a huge win for the UFC. Having said that, this fight between Chimaev and Usman is intriguing. If Usman can stay on his feet and box with Khamzat Chimaev, he's got a chance to win. He does. He can win. He could possibly finish Khamzat Chimaev. We've seen Khamzat get cracked. We've seen Gilbert Burns hurt him. And if Usman lands something real clean on him, he could do it. But at any point in this fight, at least in my eyes, if Khamzat Chimaev takes Kamaru Usman down and he gets on top of Kamaru Usman, he is going to absolutely annihilate Kamaru Usman. He's going to kill him. And it's going to be bad. And I know Kamaru has great takedown defense. That's awesome. He can have great takedown defense. And if he can use that takedown defense to stay on his feet, tremendous. He might have a chance to win. He might have a good night. But if Chimaev gets him down and gets on top of him, he is going to annihilate Kamaru Usman. So I don't think that it's a neutralization thing at all. I think if Chimaev takes Usman down, he is going to absolutely destroy him. Because Usman ain't getting up. And it's going to be a rough night with that guy on top of you. I don't know if you guys saw the ceremonial weigh-in face-off. Chimaev looks absolutely gigantic. And Usman looked good on the scale. 184.5. Chimaev made weight. But boy, when they rehydrated, Chimaev looks like a light heavyweight. And Usman doesn't. So Usman's best chance to me is that I'm so excited for this fight because I think Usman's going to play this very smart. And I think his best chance to win is get or get got. Just go in there and unload on the man. Unload the clip. Force Khamzat Chimaev to get uncomfortable. Force him into a war. If you try to have a technical fight with Khamzat Chimaev, he going to kill you. So don't do it. Put him in a position where he has to fight outside of his comfort zone. And Usman is just powerful and technical enough to land something big and get him out of there. But if this turns into a wrestling thing and they're exchanging against the fence and it's a clinch battle, Khamzat is going to kill him. So I'm intrigued to see what kind of game plan Usman comes up with. We were talking about BTL, like what the most shocking result would be. Imagine if Usman like submits Khamzat. Like that, I would be stunned if that happens. That would be a stunning result. Usman knocks out Chimaev, I'm not going to be surprised at all. I'll react in like a, whoa, I can't believe that just happened. If Khamzat goes out there and ethers Kamaru Usman, like I'm still going to have the same reaction. Like, man, cannot believe that just happened. But I'm interested. I'm interested. I like the Costa fight better, though, because I want to see if Chimaev can muscle around Costa. I think he's going to have an easier time with Usman in that respect, but Usman is still a very dangerous man. I'm in. But there's a very rare word that Khamzat absolutely annihilates him tomorrow. Cole, go ahead.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Friday. Yesterday, my buddy was asking me, is this one of the most stacked cards of the year? And while I, like, laughed at him, and I don't agree with that, I actually, like, thought about it. And I have a true or false question for you. The top two fights of this card, one day will we be able to look back on this card and say that this card was headlined by four of the top 20 greatest fighters of all time? That's what I think this card is highlighted by four of the top 20 of all time. So what do you think about that hot take?
I mean, two are definitely there. Volk and Usman are definitely top 20 all time, for sure. I think Makhachev could probably get there. He might even be there. I have to, like, actually go through the entire list, but Volk and Usman are clear as day there. Makhachev could probably just be outside of the 20. Because this sport is new, but, I mean, top 20 ever? I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. It is very possible. I don't know. It's tough. That's a tough question. I'll say man, it's a great question. All four of them? Because I think Khamzat's going to get there. So I think you're going to have three. If Makhachev loses tomorrow, he's not going to make the list probably ever. That's a bad loss for this type of a conversation. Not in, like, the overall annals of the history of the sport, but in terms of, like, who's the 20 best fighters of all time, if Makhachev loses tomorrow, he ain't on the list and probably never gets there. But Volk, if he loses, is going to be there forever. Like, Volk is one of the 20 best fighters we've ever seen. It's just, it's there. He's that good. I'll say yes. I'm going true because I think Makhachev's going to win. However, do I have it here? I have two bets on this fight, and neither of them are on Islam Makhachev. Even though I think Islam's going to win, I just can't ignore the value. I cannot ignore the value on Volkanovski here. I can't do it. Four Corner Sports, go ahead.
There you go. You got your header for the podcast. Is Islam Makhachev a top 20 fighter of all time? But I was watching Embedded, and I was very surprised. Well, I shouldn't be so surprised, but I was surprised how strong Khamzat looks at this weight. The way that he was able to pick up Daniel Cormier effortlessly was just pretty outstanding. Because I was like, wow, like, if he's able to just pick up and slam Usman, it's a good night right there. Because Usman struggled with Leon, and I know Leon just tripped him, and I'm pretty sure, you know, Leon probably distributed his weight in that Salt Lake City card. You know, to the point where Usman, you know, had to just ride it out until the ending of round one. But if Chimaev is able to do that, I mean, I could just see that the second that he brings him down, is then the fight will be determined on whether Khamzat wants to finish the fight on the floor or he wants to just, you know, just punish him. I could just see that Khamzat just wants to get in there and just, you know, get out and just finish him early just to, you know, make a statement. And then lastly, I saw Tim Elliott ended up – I think you guys ended up putting it out there as well, that Tim Elliott put out the fact that he believes Muhammad Mahayev didn't make weight. I have a feeling, did these guys have like any type of banter against one another in the past? Just because I feel like they're not, you know, it seems like they may have some type of history. Although, what's it called? I know a lot of people on Otno has, you know, put it out there, their picks in the past for Mahia versus Tim Elliott as a future bout. But really interested on that fight. And then the curtain jerker. I don't know too much about him. I mean, the guy looks like he's chiseled in stone. But the other Magomedov, do you believe that fight will go the distance? All right, that's all I got to say. Thanks.
Do I believe that fight will go the distance? No. Bruno Silva's tough, man. He's a tough bastard, so. I don't think it's going to the cards. I think Magomedov getting in that spot, fighting in front of that crowd, being in that octagon, I think he's going to be ready to go. I think it's going to be fun, but Magomedov's a bad man. Bad man. Elliot Makhachev, like, I don't know if there's, like, history there. I mean, there's, like, just the sort of back-and-forth banter on social media. That's kind of how this all started. But Makhachev's done that with everybody. I feel like he has tweeted and talked trash about every single fighter in the division at this point. So I love that fight. I think it's, like I said, this is perfect matchmaking. Even after Makhachev's debut, when he just absolutely lamped Cody Durden, I picked Elliott then. That was the one I wanted. And that Cody Durden win has aged really well. Like, really, really well. Because Cody Durden has looked pretty damn good since. That win has aged tremendously gracefully. And I almost feel like they've just kind of they've slowed. And the UFC's pretty decent at building prospects. They ain't great. I think Bellator's probably the best at it. Although they've made some mistakes along the way as well. But like, I feel like Makhachev could have just got pushed even quicker. We could have made this fight like with Elliott's second fight. We definitely, or in Makhachev's second fight in the UFC, could have definitely done that. But I think the UFC was just like, look, we got to pull the trigger on this. We got to see what this kid's made of. We got to go. And now we get this fight. And this is perfect. If he goes out there and just ices Tim Elliott, just push him even higher. Let's go. Definitely give him a top 10 guy after this. You could go as high as you want, but I love this fight a lot. I think we're going to see what he's made of. We are going to see what Muhammad Mukhaev is made of tomorrow. Because Tim Elliott is going to be in that man's face all night long. So I love that fight. Love that fight, and I'm with you. I'm with you on the Shamaya thing. If he takes Usman down and Usman is on his back, he's done. Like, he is done. But Usman has really good takedown defense, so we'll see if he can avoid it. Panda, go ahead.
My man, Mike, how are you?
Good.
I will be short and I will be sweet. We are 1-2 technically riding you because I took Edson Barbosa last week as well. Very sharp of you. With that being said, what are we taking this week? Lastly, I went a little crazy yesterday. I said 3 belts, and you're right, okay? Hamzat is not going to make heavyweight. He just isn't going to do it. John Jones would ragdoll him. No, he won't see 170 either ever again because it just physically is impossible for his body to make it. So, yes, I would like to walk back my take, Mike. But he will. He will wear 2 belts. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't, especially if Magomed Ankalaev or maybe even Yuri Pahashka wins the belt. Whoever it is who has it, when they have it, I think Hamzat ragdolls him. Have a Friday, Mike.
Dude, I think Ankalaev's a tough one. Really tough matchup for Hamzat, honestly. I kind of like don't even want to see that fight because I think he would make – there's a very good chance Ankalaev just makes Hamzat boring. Just completely – there's a chance like he completely slows him down. And I don't know. Look, there's Hamzat Chimaev could get iced by Kamaru Usman tomorrow. Like, this is very possible. And then all of this goes away for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, three belts, kind of crazy talk. But not out of the question, though. Again, if you saw Shabayev at the ceremonial weigh-ins, he's a monster. He's going to have – by the time that this fight starts, he's going to have 20 pounds on Kamaru Usman. He is going to be well over 200 pounds. He's going to be about 210, maybe even more. He's a giant. So, there you go. Where are my bets? Where are my bets? I will share them with you. And you guys can rate me however you want. Here's what I got. Fade me if you must. I won last week, but mostly because Logan Paul, Dylan Danis actually took place. And I just went all in on it. And it paid off wonderfully. I have Alexander Volkanovski plus 225. I have Alexander Volkanovski small sprinkle inside the distance at plus 500. I have Khamzat Chimaev inside the distance at minus 115. I have Ikram Alaskarov inside the distance at minus 250. Muin Gafarov plus 170. Muhammad Yahya plus 140. Yahya versus Peak over 1.5 minus 105. Nathaniel Wood by decision, plus 115. Mike Breeden, Jubilee, fight goes the distance at plus 120. And then I have three parlays. I have Dudikova, Basharat, Alaskarov, minus 164. I have Dudikova, Ankalaev, Alaskarov, minus 3.5 points at minus 115. And I have Makachev, Volk, over 1.5 rounds, Alaskarov versus Alves, under 2.5, and Basharat Henry, over 1.5 at minus 122. That's what I got. That's what I got. Now, could I add more to that? Possibly. But that's – I feel pretty good about that slate. The Volk ones, I'm going to be sweating out a little bit. Obviously, Khamzat inside the distance, I'll be sweating out a little bit. But I think all three of those parlays are going to hit. I feel pretty good about those. If Ikram Alaskarov loses, then that's going to be it's going to be a tough day for your boy if Ikram somehow loses that fight. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Fade me. Feel free to fade. I don't hate you for it. I'm definitely not a sharp. I just go for value. I'm a value guy. And I see value in a lot of those things. So that's where we're at. I can't bet. I can't bet Makachev at that price. I think he's going to win, but I can't bet him at that price. But Volk at plus 225. Volk inside the distance at plus 500. I think there's some juice there. It's very small sprinkle on ITD, but Volk at plus 225, there's a lot of value there. There is a lot of value there, in my opinion. So we shall see what happens. GC, obviously, will have his bets as well. He will be on the watch party. Jed will join us for the co-main event. And then New York Rick will join us as well for the main event on the watch party, 1:45 p.m. Eastern. Uber's picking me up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. And then off to New York first thing in the morning. All right, I think we're going to wrap up here. Thank you all for another fun week. We will have a preview show for UFC 294. It'll be myself, the wise wordsmith, Shaheen Al-Shadi, and my best friend, A.K. Lee, 1 p.m. Eastern. Join us for that. It's going to be a good time. And then tomorrow, just very busy day. People's pre-fight show going down, I believe. What time is that shit going down? 11:30? I think it's 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Oh, maybe 9:30. I don't know. I'll find it. Hang on. Want to make sure you guys have all the right information. Where are you? Come on now. Let's see. 9:30, probably like 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. People's Pre-Fight Show. I will not be a part of that because I'll still be traveling, but it'll be Jed tagging in, him and Casey, and then we'll do the post-fight show. And again, we'll have a live reaction on the MMA Fighting TikTok. I will hop on and just react to what we just saw for a little bit. So, and probably answer some questions there as well as we await the press conference come to an end, and then we do the post-fight show. So, let's go, everybody. Buckle up. UFC 294 tomorrow in Abu Dhabi. Should be fun. And we appreciate you. Happy Friday. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, have a heck of a morning, everybody.
Listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.